This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Twitter on Tuesday, for the first time, put a fact-check warning on President Donald Trump's tweets, prompting readers to check the facts in tweets sent by Trump, warning his claims about mail-in ballots contain potentially misleading information about voting processes. Twitter confirmed this was the first time it had applied a fact-check label to a tweet by the president, an extension of its new misleading information policy introduced this month to combat misinformation about the coronavirus. Twitter bans content that could result in voter suppression, but a company spokesman said the president's tweets and mail-in ballots did not violate that policy. Three U.S. Republican governors are offering to hold the party's 2020 national convention in their state if the Democrat governor in North Carolina doesn't satisfy President Trump's demand for a full gathering in August. The governors of Florida, Georgia, and Texas all say their state would be the ideal place for the Republicans to gather. The convention, where Trump is certain to be nominated for a second term, is set to open in Charlotte August 24th. And four Minneapolis, Minnesota police officers fined for their involvement in Monday's arrest of an African-American man who died after one white officer knelt on his neck. The video shows George Floyd pleading several times to the officers that he could not breathe. Minneapolis police are promising a full investigation, while the FBI were looking to whether Floyd's civil rights were violated. Authorities say Floyd resembled a suspect in a forgery case. By remote, this is VOA News. Hundreds of riot police took up posts around Hong Kong's legislature overnight as protests were expected on Wednesday over a bill criminalizing disrespect of China's national anthem and against plans by Beijing to impose national security laws. The proposed new national security laws have triggered the first big street unrest in Hong Kong since last year, when violent protests posed Hong Kong's biggest crisis since the return of Chinese rule in 1997 from Britain. Activists say the security laws could bring an end to the autonomy of China's freest. Sudan officials say the number of cases of domestic violence against women and girls has increased during the COVID-19 lockdown in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. The head of Sudan's gender department at the Social Welfare Ministry said her office documented 42 incidents of gender-based violence, including rapes and beatings of women and girls in Khartoum and other towns across Sudan over the past month. For decades, under former President Omar al-Bashir's rule, there were no laws to protect women and girls, a situation that exposed them to abuse within their families. The Social Welfare Ministry opened a hotline to provide psychological and social support to provide violence survivors during the COVID-19 lockdown. And the World Health Organization's executive director warning that the world remains in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak as some countries rapidly reopen while others are struggling to contain it. Dr. Mike Ryan said cases are climbing in South America, South Asia, and other regions. He said the disease can jump at any time, and warned North America, Europe, and Southeast Asia, and other parts of the world not to relax coronavirus control measures too quickly. Ryan's comments diminish expectations for a swift worldwide economic recovery and renewed international global travel. More than 60 countries pledge $3.4 billion to Venezuelan refugees who have fled poverty, violence, and oppression at home. Funds came during a video pledging conference Tuesday set up by Canada, Norway, Spain, the European Union, and the United Nations. The U.S. pledged more than $200 million for Venezuelan refugees and those who are left alone. Despite its vast wealth, Venezuela's economy is tattered in part because of the failed socialist policies and U.S. sanctions. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. We're also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.